Taylor Swanson.
And I'm Avery Jones, and you're listening to A TCK Wonder.
So today we actually have some pretty big news that might take you by surprise.
But we hope you guys enjoy.
Okay, so the news is kind of sad, and we are sad, and you guys will probably be sad after hearing this, but Avery's leaving A TCK Wonder. So do you want to talk about...
So, I know this news probably caught a lot of you off guard, but I would like to explain the reasoning for it, and I have a couple of reasons just right now that I'd like to share with you guys why I've decided to leave the podcast. So, one of the first reasons and main reason is that I'm actually just finishing off 7th grade, and Heather is as well, but from here, there's just going to be more stress, work, tests, drama, and hard times. And so I feel like it will just kind of, in my mind, I get really, like, built up and stressed very quickly if I have too much, like, on my mind that I'm worrying about. So I feel like it won't be the best thing for me to add on to that. And the second reason is that I don't feel like I have a calling to be the main speaker anymore. I want to reassure you guys that I will definitely be on the podcast again, and like as a guest or just to do a fun Q&A or whatever. And I love TCK Wonder, and I'm still going to be very supportive of it, and I have loved doing this in the past, but I feel like being a main person in a podcast is hard work, even though Heather did most of it. But, like, I don't feel like I have a calling to be the main person anymore, but, yeah, I'll definitely be on the podcast again.
Yeah, it is actually way harder than it looks, just being able to fit in recording stuff with everything else that's going on, like middle school.
Yeah.
Middle school really is awful. So Yeah. Just adding on recording and editing and all that is just very hard. So don't judge her, don't blame her.
Yeah.
It is a completely understandable decision.
So just to let you guys know, the very last thing I want you to think of this episode is that this news is depressing, and so we wanted to throw something fun into this episode. And so we thought it'd be fun to do a quick Q&A, and just to make it a little bit more fun and not as depressing.
So the first few questions are from A TCK Times, Casey. And the first question is, what is your favorite episode?
So I'll go first on this question. I have, like, I know I've said this so many times before, but I've literally loved doing every single episode, and I love all of them, but there are a few that make the top for me. So one of the tops is A Day in the Life, because I loved making that one. It's so fun to share, like, what a normal day in your life looks like. And another one of my top favorites is the Q&A, because I loved hearing your guys' questions and having you guys send them in. So what is your answer for that?
Yeah, I agree with you on the Q&A, and the other one would probably be, I don't know. I guess I like the Q&A a lot. Oh, wait. First impressions. Yeah, I really like first impressions.
Yes,
and
that one was really good.
And so, I forgot. Okay, we're just gonna keep going. Okay, now, what is a weird skill that you have?
Okay, I have two weird skills. Well, I guess if you count that I can do gymnastics, that's kind of weird that I can, like, do a teardrop backbend or, like, a handstand, I don't know, or, like, and a back tuck or something. Like, gymnastics skills are always kind of weird for people to watch, but other ones are, it's, like, weird telling people this, but, like, I can wiggle my ears without touching them, which is very weird, and my right thumb is double jointed, so those are my weird skills.
Yeah, I have, like, typical talents, like sports and stuff. My weird talent is, I can delay my voice, and I know most of you guys won't know what that is, but I can't do it because you gotta see it in person. But Okay, and so, what are your favorite books?
So, I've read so many books in my lifetime, but I don't know. Honestly, I love so many, like, series of books are probably my favorite because the story just keeps going throughout books. So, I think I really enjoy the Harry Potter series, and I have so many favorite books, but it's kind of hard to name off the top of my head. For sure, the Harry Potter series is one of my top favorite. I love J.K. Rowling, and I love the storyline of those books. Those probably are my favorite books of all time. But I also have a lot of other favorite books. I just can't remember them right now.
Yeah, I haven't read Harry Potter, but I think maybe someday I will, and I might like it.
Yeah.
My favorite book is The Hunger Games: Catching Fire. I really love reading, and for some reason this book was like, I just couldn't stop reading it. Couldn't stop. And I've read it probably 3 times now.
Wow.
In the last few months. Yeah.
The next question is, what do you do in your free time? Do you want to answer this first?
Yeah. I don't know. I like doodling and drawing and stuff. I like listening to music. I don't know. Whenever I have free time, I like to chill because mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of free time. Well, these days I do, but typically I don't have a lot of free time.
Mm-hmm, middle school
so,
life.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I just like chilling.
Yeah. So I feel like when people ask this question, it's kind of hard to answer, but like I like the same thing Heather does, like doodling and sketching and things like that, but as well, I really like to stay active when I have free time because, I don't know, it's really healthy for you and I really enjoy doing it, like, to challenge, like, what my body can do, like, if it's playing on the trampoline, like, you know, practicing my flips and things or, like, my handstands or, like, back handsprings or whatever, like, or, like, just juggling a soccer ball. It's really fun for me to do that during my free time, but I would say in general it's probably chilling too, because that's like what the typical teenager does, but it's so true.
Yeah,
like people used to tell me, like, teenagers are always in their room just like chilling, and I did not understand that because I was like a hyper little kid, and then now I'm just like all I want to do is stay in my room and chill.
Yeah,
so yeah.
Okay, the next question is, what is your favorite thing about being a TCK?
You go first. This is a hard question.
My favorite thing about being a TCK, probably, there's a lot. I love everything about being a TCK. Probably all the cultures you get to experience and just meeting all those international people. I guess this one is, like, not stereotypical, but I go to an international school. I really love meeting kids from around the world and stuff. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. Okay, what about you, Avery?
So, I would have to agree with you on that I just love having, like, international classmates, and it's so fun to hear their stories and experience their cultures. But I would also like to add on that I really love, about being a TCK, I really love all of the travel that's involved with it. If you are like doing home leave or something and visiting your home country, then you even just your stops in between there and your home country, like you just get to experience so much, like even just in the airports, or like if you're visiting somewhere on vacation like Thailand or like someplace like that. It's so much fun to experience different things like that, and I just love traveling. So that's one of my favorite things about being a TCK. So the next question is, what was the best and worst thing about returning? You can go first.
Returning was difficult this time because, I'm starting off with the worst, right? It was difficult because we are older, we've connected more with our cousins on a deeper level than we did last time. Last time it was just like, oh, it's fun and games, yeah, okay, bye. And this time it was more, I guess, we got to know each other more on personal levels and stuff. So it was harder to leave them. And Yeah, that was really hard. And the best part was getting to come home and seeing friends that I haven't seen in, like, a year because of COVID and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. So my answer is going to be a lot different than hers because, obviously, if you guys have been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that I lived in the U.S. for 10 years before I became a TTK. So it was extremely difficult, but on, like, a different, for a different reason than mm-hmm. Heather. And it's because I experienced the same thing as Heather. We both went back to the U.S., obviously with our families, but, like, we both went back to the U.S. and then got stuck there for a whole year. I mean, because of COVID, almost obviously. Almost a whole year. But, yeah, so I felt like I was going home, and I felt like I wasn't a TCK anymore, and I was back to normal, and I was meeting all these people that my friends had met from middle school, and I was becoming, like, friends with all those people, and I started, like, doing things, fun things with them, and it was so much fun, and I got to know them really, really well. It was, like, 8 girls who all went to the same middle school that I used to go to. I used to go to that school, and I hadn't known them very well, and then I really felt like I was back at home, and then when I came back here, it was so hard for me. But the best thing about returning back here was seeing my, same as Heather, I really loved seeing, like, all my friends, and I've gotten a chance to go back to the international school we go to, obviously social distancing and masking and things like that, but I really have loved seeing my my teachers and my friends that I haven't seen for a while.
So that was our last question. That was our last question. I don't know what else to say. So now we're going to talk a little bit more about the TCK Wonder future and how things are going to work now.
Okay, so I'm back, and I'm going to talk about a TCK Wonder's future and how things are going to work now that Avery is leaving. I know, yes, it was really surprising, and it's really kind of sad, and so I'm just going to address how we're going to move into the future without Avery. So I'm going to dive straight into it. I guess I'm not going to have another host for, I'd say, another 2 seasons. I might look for one in season 5, but for now, I think I want to see how the podcast does with just me. And so, no, we will not be having a new host. It will just be me. So, yeah. Possibly in the future, we'll have a new one, though. So, yes, Avery leaving is sad, but I think the podcast is going to do okay, and no, we're not going to stop the podcast just because Avery's leaving. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. It's sad, but we'll get through it. So cue the intro. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Yes, it's sad, but yeah, we'll move on. So that was the last you'll see of Avery for a while, and yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye!